You can now join the Well Soul community for free by subscribing to the Well Soul Monthly digital newsletter, where you will receive reflections and resources to help you live with a well soul. See the link in the show notes to join us for free. Welcome to the Well Soul Podcast, where we pause to drink in scripture, reflect, and pray. I am your host, Shauna Scott, and sometimes life leaves our souls feeling parched. So come to the well of living water that never runs dry. Welcome to our Lent series, God, I Need You, a journey in the book of Romans. In this series, we have seen the gospel, that we are made right with God through faith in God's promises in Jesus. Like Abraham was credited righteousness when he believed that God would do what God said he would do. And now, Romans 8 reminds us that we live by the Spirit, not by trying to keep rules perfectly. Although we do seek after to live righteously as our right response to God's grace. But it does not mean that life is easy. We suffer in various ways. So Paul writes that the Spirit helps us in our sufferings as we trust His good purpose to work all things out, even when we don't see it this side of eternity. And so now we will meditate on the end of Romans chapter 8. Now this passage is longer than normal, because I want us to hear the whole thought of Paul's encouragement. Before I read, take a deep breath. Set aside all that is on your mind and heart, and put it all in God's hands to prepare your heart to hear God's word. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Wash us in your word. Romans 8, 31 to 39. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who could be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. What did you hear as you listened? Meditate on this for a moment. The Christian life is one where we might face trouble or hardship or persecution or nakedness or danger or sword. We are not promised safe passage or financial prosperity. Paul echoes Psalms and Isaiah, like we are lambs that are being led to the slaughter, just like Jesus was the lamb led to the slaughter. We follow in the footsteps of our Savior, who did not count the sufferings before him because of the glory to be revealed. As C.S. Lewis wrote about Aslan, the lion from The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe book, God is not safe, but he is good, just like Aslan. Since the beginning of the church, followers of Jesus have been outed, discriminated against, mocked, and even killed. Whatever we face for following Jesus, whatever sacrifices we make, we are not alone. For 2,000 years, our brothers and sisters in Christ have done the same. But our hope, our strength, our promise is that nothing separates us from the love of God. As I reread the passage again, keep in mind whatever resistance you have faced because you follow Jesus. Romans 8:31-39. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Jesus Christ, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship, or persecution or famine or nakedness, or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. What did you hear? Take a moment to soak it in. Now take some time to reflect and pray. How do you need God's strength? Or maybe you just need to soak in His love for you. Take a moment to pray about whatever is on your heart. Let's pray. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, one and only true God, we worship you. Thank you for your love that never is separated from us, no matter what we suffer through, no matter what we face. Now help us, O God, to believe and to walk by the hope we have in Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me today on the Well Soul podcast. For God, I Need You, a Lent journey in the book of Romans. Lent is a season of preparing our hearts for Jesus' passion and resurrection. To help with this, download a free reflection and confession guide to help you renew your relationship with God, or download the Seder devotional guide to see and taste the gospel this Lent season. See the link in the show notes. Now please remember to subscribe and review so that more people can be encouraged in their faith. If this episode has encouraged your faith, I invite you to help support the production of the podcast by visiting buymeacoffee.com/wellsoulpodcast. In closing, I would like to give a special thanks to my late friend, Brian Vasquez, who made this podcast possible. God bless you, and I pray that you have a well soul.